Hey guys, this is Andrew with the Utah Jazz Podcast. Game just wrapping up. I didn't do one yesterday. I had to work on a crazy time yesterday, so I was unable to do a podcast yesterday against Oklahoma City, but that game was awesome. It was crazy, quite unexpected that the Jazz were able to get that win. The Jazz just, you know, were in control of that game. I mean, pretty much first half it was a close game, but the Jazz seemed to be in control, and then third quarter the Jazz, you know, kind of pushed it and was up 7 after 3, and then Jazz blew it open, winning huge win by the Jazz against the Thunder last night. Very unexpected that the Jazz were able to blow out the Oklahoma City Thunder, but what the Jazz need to do is do that. And I was thinking all day today, is like, you know what, that win means nothing if the Jazz lose to the Timberwolves tonight. And the Jazz did not disappoint to an extent. The Jazz were up by 13 with about 3 minutes left, and then they let the Wolves back in, and Jazz ended up winning by 4. Close game. Randy Foy comes in, hits 4 clutch free throws to ice the game. And unfortunately, Paul Millsap committed 2 fouls in this. He fouls Derek Williams on a 3-point attempt. He makes all 3 free throws and then fouls Ricky Rubio on a putback. Obviously, he missed the putback, but still fouled him. Rubio makes those 2, and then they foul Randy Foy, and he makes all of his free throws. Whew, close game. But Jazz get the win. Huge. Marvin Williams, he had 0 points, 7 rebounds, though, and 1 block. Paul Millsap went to beast mode up into the last couple minutes of the game, where he kind of went anti-clutch and fouled a little bit too much. 21 points, though, 2 blocks, 2 assists, 8 rebounds, 7 of 11 from the free throw line, 7 of 15 from the field. Awesome. Al Jefferson, 9 of 18, 20 points, 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, and 1 block. Randy Foy struggled from the field, but did hit 5 of 5 from the free throw line and did hit 1 three-pointer. Also had 2 assists and 1 block, 1 steal to go along with his 10 points. Jamal Tinsley struggled. He just seems off. 3 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Did hit a 3-pointer. Derek Favors played some good minutes, solid defense. Fouled a little bit too much, 7 points. He did have 5 fouls, but 2 blocks, 6 rebounds, 1 assist. Playing decent. Earl Watson hit some good shots, 2 of 7 from the field. Did hit 2 free throws towards the end of the game. Also had 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 6 points. Alec Burks was awesome tonight. Alec Burks finishes with 6 points. Unfortunately, he did have 4 turnovers, but still, he's growing. So 6 points. He also had, where is the stat line right there? I was looking at the wrong one. 9 points, sorry. 9 points, 7 assists. He did not have 4 turnovers. He only had 3 turnovers, but he also had 2 steals, 6 rebounds, 4-9 from the field, 1 of them from the free throw line. I mean, he's playing very well. Career high, 7 assists tonight. DeMar Carroll came in, gave the energy, 11 points. Canner brought in 10 points and 3 rebounds. The Jazz, it was a very, very bad start for both teams. Jazz only scored 10 points in the first quarter. Minnesota scored 17. So they didn't have a terrible first quarter. And then the Jazz turned it on in the second, 32 points in the second, 26 in the third, 29 in the fourth. Really took it to Minnesota and got the necessary win. And the Jazz go 2-2 in their last 4, which I thought they really should have gone 3-1, but hey, it works. So Jazz pull within 1 game of Golden State. They don't play until Tuesday, which they play here in Salt Lake against the Jazz. If the Jazz win that game, they tie Golden State for number 6 seed in the playoff race. And tonight, the Houston Rockets are playing against the LA Clippers, and they're not playing with James Harden. James Harden, I guess, sprained his ankle, and he's got too much pain, so he's not going tonight. So, really, unless Houston goes crazy tonight, the Clippers should be able to get that win tonight. I'm not sure if it's a home game or an away game. Let me check. It's an away game for the Rockets, so Clippers playing at home. I really need to get that win for Jazz's sake, I should say. So, around the league, Atlanta beats Orlando 108-76. San Antonio beats Cleveland on a three-point shot by Kawhi Leonard with only a few seconds left. Indiana and Charlotte go at it, and Indiana destroys them. Boston beats Chicago 71-69. That's a defensive battle right there. Brooklyn beats Denver 119-108. Toronto beats New York on Rudy Gay jumper with about 2 seconds left. Washington and Detroit go at it 96-85 in favor of Detroit. Milwaukee beats Philly 94-92. And then New Orleans destroys Portland 99-63. So Jazz getting some good luckiness going on. Let's see the standings. Standings are still screwed up right now. I don't know what's going on with ESPN. I would look at, I wonder if maybe NBA has updated their stats, but maybe the Jazz site has updated. But I looked at NBA.com, and their thing was a little funky donkey. It's got the schedule, team, is there a, oh, there it is. Standings. Take a look at these standings. That's conference. Let's see if they've updated yet today. I don't like going through NBA.com because they don't really show it very well. They just show everything. They don't show numbers, no nothing, no break. The Jazz moved to 30-24. So they did update. But the Jazz moved to 30-24. One game behind Golden State. Denver lost tonight. They've lost three in a row. Golden State's lost five in a row. Denver struggling on this little road trip they're on right now. They lost to Brooklyn tonight. The Jazz are only three games behind Denver. Can really move up in the next couple days. The Jazz schedule, they've got six more games after. I think it's either after tonight or they get, I think it's six more after tonight of the finishing off this home, big home stretch. You got like two road games. Or is it two? No, it's just one. And that one is at Oklahoma City. And the rest is, or not Oklahoma City, LA Clippers. The rest, the Jazz, are at home and really need to take advantage. And I think the Jazz will be at seven games above 500 after we play Charlotte on the 1st of March. I was looking through the schedule, and I think the Jazz are going to get to 46 wins if, you know, they play their cards right. The 46 wins should be pretty easy to get to. Should be right where they're at when they head into the playoffs, and that's probably going to be 6 or 7. I'm not quite sure. It depends on what other teams do, and it would be great if the Jazz could really surpass Golden State and the Golden State Warriors. It'd be great because Golden State's playing like crap right now. They've lost five in a row. Their defense is sliding like crazy. It'd be great if Golden State just slid out of the playoffs and made it fantastic. I mean, you just move up a little bit for moving to the lottery pick. You can get that lottery pick from Golden State. Plus, the Jazz get their pick. Maybe do a little trade-up if they really want somebody. I'm not really too privy on the draft, anything. I mean, right now, I mean, it's not even March Madness. You don't got nothing going on. So, anyways, that's that. The Jazz still in the hunt for that sixth spot. So, got a good break coming up. I think Gordon Hayward's going to be ready when he comes back from the All-Star break. So, I mean, I think he was kind of close last couple games, but I think this final rest through the All-Star break, I think it just the extra rest he needs, and then he should be ready for that Golden State game. I'm just saying what I think. I got no information on this, so I'm just thinking that Gordon's going to be ready to come back. And then Mo, I'm thinking about 3 weeks. He just got his pins out from his wrist today. So I'm thinking about 3 to 4 weeks of some rehab in his hand. And then I think he'll be ready to back pretty soon. So within a month, probably right in the beginning of March. So anyways, that's that. Thanks for listening. You guys have an awesome day. Jazz get two big wins to end on this little four-game stand before All-Star break, and got some big games coming up afterwards. So Anyways, thanks for listening. You guys have an awesome day.